Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Welcome back to you, Parkcast park fans. We're a podcast for theme park fans. If you're new here, if this is the first time you found us, you're very welcome, especially if you're a bit of a theme park nerd. We try and be here every week talking about things going on in the theme park world, chatting to some people in the industry as well, and just giving our opinions on things. So I'm Bex and this is Kev.
Hi everyone.
And this week we're going to be putting a positive spin on what's going on in the UK, because if you haven't heard last week's episode, we were talking about Alton Towers and some of the challenges that it's had so far this season, and how it's kind of breaking Kev's heart a little bit. And it wasn't overly positive, because we couldn't be overly positive because it's not been an overly positive start. But there is still good stuff happening in the UK and at UK theme parks. So we wanted to remind ourselves of that good stuff and why we love theme parks and what we've got to look forward to. And as it is the start of May, I think is the month in 2026 for UK theme parks. There's so much good stuff happening this month. So I thought we'd just talk about it and our thoughts on it and what we've got to look forward to, because there's always something to look forward to.
It's an exciting month.
Oh, it's like
when you think of lots of things opening. Yeah.
Every theme park just went, let's just do it in May. We won't do the start of the season, we'll just do it all in May. But it's fine. Yeah. And some of these are really big projects. And I guess it makes sense to do it in May when the weather's starting to warm up a bit. It's a bit more reliable. Your staff have bedded in elsewhere in the park. So you've got like the breathing space to open new attractions, or in some cases, whole new lands, which we will talk about. So let's start with that. Let's start with the park of the moment, the park that every theme park fan is talking about, is wanting to go to. I mean, so many of us are now saying this is the best theme park in the UK at the moment, and it's Poulton's Park. And I can't believe how far this park has come on over the last few years, but really over the last 5 years, the change has been monumental. We've obviously had Lawrence from the park on the podcast before last year, so go and listen to that episode if you haven't already, because he was brilliant and he gave us a real insight into how they've got to where they are. So that was great. But obviously this year, it's probably one of their most major projects ever, opening Valgard, whole new land. When have we last had a whole new land? A whole new land.
In terms of how to really run a theme park well, look at Poulton's and how they do it, and how progressing through the years of what they're able to open. So the last year we got Ghostly Manor, which is really fun, really great dark ride, which added something to the park that it didn't have before. So now what we're getting is we're getting a whole new land, but building on, you know, what Poulton's really good at, which is great theming.
Yeah.
But we're now getting a big roller coaster.
A big one. Yeah. I mean, we spoke to Lawrence about this, because for a lot of enthusiasts, when they said they were going to build a Gerstlauer Eurofighter, we were all like, huh? A, how does that fit into Poulton's? And B, why a Eurofighter? But I mean, Lawrence explained it all, and he said they found that their audience are aging out of the park. So they've now had an audience that's grown with them, that started at coming to Peppa Pig World, has moved on, you know, loves Tornado Springs and loves the, you know, all the dinosaur themed roller coasters, and they're enjoying them, but they haven't got anywhere to go after that. So the idea is build what could be their first inverting coaster. The first time they get upside down on a roller coaster, why not do it at Poulton's Park? Which makes perfect sense. And Lawrence has assured us that this will not be like the Gerstlauer Eurofighters of old. And I'm
not a fan of Eurofighters. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not, but only because of the migraine-inducing pain that often is associated with it. But Gerstlauer have improved their product, and we know Poulton's will maintain that roller coaster in mint condition. Like, it will be looked after better than any Gerstlauer Eurofighter has ever been looked after in the history of Gerstlauer Eurofighters.
I like to be proven wrong as well. This is the thing with theme park rides and attractions, is I like to go and be like, actually, that was really smooth.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking forward to.
I've seen the testing footage, and it is gliding around that track. I'm really excited to go on it because I want to experience a Eurofighter, which has got some great elements, some tight twists, turns. There seems to be some hang time on this one as well.
Yes.
But without the I'm being shaken as if I'm in a washing machine kind of feeling, I think that's really exciting. And I mean, have you seen like just the colours that they've used are beautiful. It's like a really like deep red kind of almost burgundy, but it's a deep red. Looks stunning and ties in with all the rest of the theming. Yeah. Loads of big theming elements around the ride as well. Obviously, it's a Viking themed area, and you've just got some really nice like set pieces in there as well. The signage, I mean, they're punching so high above their weight,
and it looks like it fits. I think this is the thing with Poulton's, is everything it has a purpose and a reason why they've constructed things in a particular place. Everything looks like it's, you know, it fits, and it looks like it fits in that park really well, actually, because that was my thought at first, was when it's like an inverted, you know, roller coaster, I'm like, does it quite, will it fit? But it actually does. But I think that's because they know how to lay out their areas, and with their attractions, everything's always clean and tidy. That's always comes up when you talk to someone about Poulton's, and I'm sure that's why it fits. It just looks clean, it looks crisp, it looks just looks really good, and they've really thought about how it fits. It's not intimidating. We're not going down the let's create a really sinister and dark theme to go with it. It's still a fun theme, so the ride itself won't feel as intimidating for the younger audience either.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, I mean, I've only seen the construction footage. I've not been to the park since last summer, which is when it was just basically footers and Harris fencing. But I think it already looks like it's always been there. Like it doesn't look like, oh, they've just plonked a Gerstlauer Eurofighter in the corner of the park. Like, they have done a fantastic job of integrating not only that, but obviously they've rethemed Cobra, which is the roller coaster that was there already. They could have just left that. They could have said, oh, that's fine, that's fine as it is, but they thought, no, that will not fit in as it is, so we will retheme that, we'll repaint that. And they didn't just say we'll build a new roller coaster. They've also put in a family swing attraction, a flat ride. What do we keep saying? UK needs more flat rides.
There you say it every time, Bex. How many times have you said it on this podcast about putting other filler rides around these other big attractions?
And they've done it in 1 year. It's not even like, oh, well, that'll be the next stage. They've done both at the same time, which, I mean, it's just blows my mind. And they've built next to it a huge themed restaurant, which looks like the detail in the theming and how they've put that thing together is just incredible. Like, so many theme parks would go, oh, we need a restaurant, so it'll be, you know, some booth seating, some unflattering lighting, and we'll serve a few burgers. But they haven't. They really haven't. They've taken it with as much love as they have the attractions. And I just think it's showing us what theme parks should be doing. And even in this climate, it's possible to build.
Yeah. And you said it then, you know, it's through the love of what they do.
Yeah.
That comes across at that park every time you go, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited to go on it and see it. I think for me, it'll be that first drop. You'll know instantly, I think.
Yeah.
That's with the, you know, those Eurofighters, that first drop. But I'm really excited that they've nailed yet again, you know, a particular area. So I know my girls are excited to go. Now that they're at the age where they are going on more, I don't know what the height limit is. It going to be 1.4 or is it 1.2?
No, I think he said it was 1.1 or 1.2.
Okay, so that's perfect for, you know, my children and the age they're at. They're not quite at 1.4, but yet they're still brave enough to go on the 1.2 coasters. So,
yeah,
we're looking forward to going.
Well, and it'll get you down there. And this is the thing, for a lot of people, they're like, oh, Portland's is quite far away. But I think this will tip people to go who've always kind of said, yeah, I'll get there at some point. I think this year they'll go, that looks great. There's enough there for me now to make the effort, even if I haven't necessarily got a young family. If you've got a young family, there is no better park in the UK at the moment. It's not even close. It's not even close. It's just the best theme park day out for a young family. hands down.
Yeah, and the queues are always manageable there.
This is what makes it easy. You know? The food's good. There's no parking. There's no fast track. No parking. No paid parking. There is parking.
Yeah,
you're not walking. Yeah. It's just, you know, it just takes some of those little stresses away. And when you are going to a theme park with children, it is stressful enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know what as well? What's great with that park is they will go back again and the ride will still be running just as well as it was last year. Like Ghostly Manor, for example, will be, like we've talked about, closed season and maintenance over closed season. I guarantee I'll go back on Ghostly Manor and be like, this is running just as well as it was last year.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so that's why it's exciting to go back. And that's why people will go back, because they'll have a great day. They have a great experience. And you want to go back again.
Yeah. And that's all we can ask for a theme park, really, isn't it? To walk away going, I can't wait to go back again. Really exciting month for them. If you're going to the opening of Valgard on May the 16th, I hope you have a fantastic time. It's the Superfans Day as well, which I've spoken about online, if you see any of my social media. But the way that Portons have just embraced us as theme park enthusiasts puts other parks to shame as well. And I think it's working really well for them to have close relationships with theme park enthusiasts, because we've both got the same end goal, essentially. So I'm sure you'll have a fantastic time. Unfortunately, I will be out of the country on May the 16th, so I won't be able to make that one, but I will be heading to Portons as soon as physically possible. I was very tempted to book a £1,000 round flight, but not quite enough.
Not quite, yeah.
And I will be coming back to the UK later on that week. It's bad timing, but I mean, in some ways it's good timing, because I will be coming for the launch of Evictus, which is another thing opening in May at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. Of course, their huge Intamin gyro swing. There are some VIP preview days happening earlier on in the month. There's two dates. If you paid £50 to go and ride it first, which I didn't this year, I did for Icon. I only didn't because I'm not in the country. I had a great time at the Icon one, and I would have done that had I been in the country. So I'm sure you will enjoy yourselves doing that. But the actual launch date is May the 21st, which I will be going to, which I'm very excited about.
Will you be getting Glenn on it? Is the question.
Look, this is the deal, okay? I am literally flying back to the UK to ride Evictus, because Glenn won't go on it unless I'm sat next to him holding his hand. Like, no, that's not true.
Can we get some POV footage of this? Because I think this would be fantastic.
It would be very funny. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, haven't heard of our episodes before, Glenn, by the way, is the notable stranger who writes the theme music for the attractions at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. He's done the Evictus music. He's a very good friend of mine. And he is not sure how he feels about gyro swings. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Now, he must have seen it. Clive has a good idea what to expect then. He's obviously written the music. Yeah. So he's, depending on when he sat there writing the music, creating some really dramatic music, and now he's got to actually go on the ride that he's been creating this music for and be like, huh.
Well, this is what I've said. I said, you can't write the music and not ride the ride. So, yeah, that will absolutely happen.
Now, I have to ask Bex, because as someone who doesn't like heights, what is it about gyro swings that you really like?
I know, it's weird, isn't it? But they are my favourite flat ride. I always feel incredibly secure on a gyro swing. And I think it's because you don't start high. It's a gradual swing upwards. Do you know what I mean?
I see what you mean. Yeah.
If it was like you're starting from the top swing position, I would be freaking out. But because it's like a gradual progression to get up to that top swing, by the time you're at the max sort of swing, I'm just having a great time. So
you're into it.
Yeah.
Because the one we talked about, like at Oakwood, where you've obviously, which was the swing one at Oakwood.
Yeah, that they're like the different. Yeah.
That takes you high first, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to physically pull a cord yourself to release yourself, and it's a very slow climb up to the top, and you're dangling by a rope. Yeah, it's quite a different ride experience. Mm-hmm. I feel a lot more comfortable on a gyro swing. I just really enjoy the sensation of a gyro swing as well, the way that the wind kind of rushes through your hair, And the spinning isn't like an intense spinning, it's like a gradual rotation. I just think they're great. And I haven't been on an Intamin giant gyro swing. I have been on the one at Six Flags Qiddiya City, which is the tallest in the world. But the difference with that is it's got over the shoulder restraints, it's not the Intamin model. So I'm really excited to see how it feels to just have a lap bar, because I've done that one and obviously Maelstrom and Drayton Manor, and they're all over the shoulder restraints. So the lap bar thing is going to be a new experience,
Oh
and it
man.
looks so bloody tall. And I still think we are not getting the scale of this ride from the construction updates that people have posted, because it's down in that sort of trough, like it's below the ramp and below where the Big Dipper is. It starts so low, which we haven't really seen from the updates. So I think when it's, when you're on it, it's going to feel super intimidating. But again, I think the park have done a great job with the theming around it. I think that the Evictus thing, the snake branding, the colours, that real like dark emerald green, and the gold together, the big snake emblem on the top of the structure. I just think it looks great, and I think this is where the Pleasure Beach can excel. In its sort of, they don't go in for real like immersive themed lands. But the ride executions are done well. Like Icon was done brilliantly. Launchpad was done brilliantly. I don't think that gets talked about enough, but the retheme of that I think looks great. And I think Evictus also looks great. And I'm sure the soundtrack will be fantastic
Oh
as
yeah. Can't wait to hear it. I mean, it's going to be
well.
amazing. Particularly when with the music and it's actually going up into the air and down. Because I wasn't sure at first when obviously they announced they were going to do this, because you're thinking, is it going to fit? But Blackpool has this such a unique skyline to it that actually it does work really well with the big one, Icon and the Big Dipper all kind of connected together. That actually does work
I think
for the
so.
skyline of the park. So, and like you say, because it's not in a themed land as such, you know that it's that that's not the whole point. It's to fit in with the whole landscape of Blackpool. So, and I really enjoy Maelstrom at Drayton Manor. I haven't done anything bigger than that, and Maelstrom was always quite intense at Drayton Manor. It's got quite an intense swing to it. Whether Evictus will have a, because of how big it is, the actual swing itself will be interesting to see. But in terms of it fitting in with the park, I think it's going to work really well. And actually, with the Icon theme, it almost kind of does feel like it kind of fits together.
They kind
Icon, Evictus, it has that kind of feel to it. So I'm excited.
It's an exciting direction for the park. And I, like you say about the skyline, I always like to, and this is such a nerdy thing to do, I always like to go and stand on the beach when the tide's out and get a picture of the Pleasure Beach, from left to right, get like a panoramic picture. And it's amazing how that has changed through the years. And the Icon got included into it, and now you're going to have Evictus kind of swinging up and down, and you will see that from the shoreline as
Oh
well.
yeah.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. They have released a little tease of some of the merchandise as well. They posted a mug the other day, which I've already earmarked for my
Have you?
collection. Oh, it looks beautiful. The handles, the snake, it's just great. I love it. I love the execution of it. And I'm very, very excited to ride it. I think I've been talking about how excited I am for Evictus since the day it was announced. And we are so close to it now. So yeah, very, very exciting. Where else? Let's go on to a Merlin Park. A Merlin Park making an investment this year. Don't fall over yourselves.
Wait, what?
and you ride.
This is a positive episode we're going to be talking about, and you brought.
Right, okay, this is positive, and it had to be positive because it's at Chessington, and last year we did an episode about Chessington and how it was outrageous that they'd basically closed two of their themed areas in one year, or two areas weren't going to be operating in the same year, and I'd done a video saying I wasn't going to go to Chessington for that reason. The first of the new reopening areas is going to reopen this month, in a couple of days actually, and this is of course the World of Paw Patrol. Which, in fairness, for an IP, I think they've executed this very well, looking at the construction updates. I think for fans of Paw Patrol, and we both have young daughters, I think they'll love it. I think they'll be blown away by it. I think the way that they've themed the rides that they've put there, which are all very, basic, typical family flat rides and a little roller coaster, I think they look great.
Yeah, I think it's we have to accept that this is the route that I think Merlin are going down now. I think Bluey's been very successful at Alton Towers. I think that was a good choice for them. I think Paw Patrol, although it's not, I'm not the target audience here, but if that's the route we're going in, I think it's a good, investment. We know what's coming next year as well, which again, I think will attract a lot of attention, and that's always a positive thing. So, yes, I really like the whole Scorpion Express kind of area, so I was sad to see that go. But at least they're investing in putting more things, and rather than just being one new ride that's going in that area, we're getting multiple new things. Which I think we need, and we keep mentioning about filler rides and things that we need more guests going to. So I think that is a positive.
I think, I mean, Chessington absolutely needs the ride capacity. I think we saw that last summer and at Easter when Chessington was sold out one of the days over Easter, which is the only Merlin park I think that did sell out. And some of those queue times were just insane. So this will definitely, it will help with it, but also on, I suppose, on the other side, it's going to attract more people as well who want to go and see it and experience it. So it will be busy, but they've got enough little attractions in there. The roller coaster, I think they've done really well. It's the it's a Chase's roller coaster, I think it is, and it obviously has highly themed trains, a bit like the Bluey trains. And it looks great. They've got like the lookout tower as a theming piece. There's like tunnels and slides and things in there. I would very much imagine that some of the queue lines have play equipment like we've seen on Bluey. It's bright, it's colourful, it looks well executed. It doesn't look like it's been done on the cheap. It looks like it's been properly thought through. So I think for young families, I think it's a good investment. I hope the IP still has enough life in it.
I think so. And I mean, I think it will feel like it fits more once Minecraft opens next year, because actually it will look a bit strange at first. I think where you're walking through the park and seeing, Venture Point, and then you're going through, and then it's like, oh, Paw Patrol. But if you've got Minecraft, because you've got Jumanji as well, so actually it will feel like it will fit even more, I think, next year once we've got another IP themed land that kind of connects around that way. So
It
I'll
is
be interested to see what they do with the other themed lands with Zufari and Rainforest area, and whether
Transylvania
they
as
stick
well.
with them. Transylvania, what we're going to do with the whole Tiger Rock kind of thing.
I mean
Sorry, I'm going down the negative. I'll
no,
stop
no,
speaking,
we will
but.
keep it po but it is part of it, isn't it? Like, I know people have referred to Chessington lately as Chessington World of IPs, and it probably will go that way. So yes, what will happen with those original themed lands? I'm sure they'll get round to them. I what I really do hope they get round to is painting Vampire, because it looks a bit of a mess at the
Days, yeah.
moment. But the Paw Patrol area, I think, is a real good step forward for the park. Personally, would I have loved to see an original IP go in? 100%. Chessington was such a magical, mystical kind of world, and it felt like a world of adventures. There was so much there. I'm not the hugest fan of them going down the IP route, but I guess they've done their maths and this is what they feel like they're going to have to do to compete. So as far as that goes, it's been executed well. I think they just need the rest of the park to catch up now, and hopefully the rest of the park does get some love, and not just feel like, the forgotten other half. Whilst you've got these shiny new
I
lands, and then
know,
you go to another area, and it's like, oh, this looks a bit tired. I hope that they all get a bit of TLC, and it all kind of raises itself up. Which will be lovely. I've done some videos recently on TikTok, if you want to come and follow me over there, about the Bubbleworks. and your
Yes.
thoughts on that. A lot of nostalgia for that ride. So obviously not to do with the Paw Patrol Land, but it's amazing how many people have such fond memories of Chessington and the way that Chessington was.
I really hope Chessington again just gets that magic back,
Yeah.
but it'll have to be through love of IPs. And so we'll
Yeah,
see. We'll see.
we'll accept it for what it is. So again, not a opening I'm going to be going to. I'm not in the country for that one. But if you are going, please report back and let us know how you get on. I'm sure you'll be down there soon enough, Kev, with your Merlin pass,
I will be.
so you
I
can
will
let us
be.
know how the queues are. Now on to some places a little bit smaller. These aren't necessarily. They don't necessarily have rides opening in May, but it's good stuff that's happening in the UK. So I did want to mention it. Let's go to Creeley in Devon, which is a park that we've never really talked about. And then suddenly this year they're like, oh, we're building two new attractions, which was great. Pirate's Plummet is their drop tower, which they bought from Poulton's. And again, they've done some great theming on it. I mean, this is a really small little theme park, which is really trying, I think, to do some good stuff. I saw whether it was a TV advert or it's just a social media advert for it, I'm not sure. But it was like a proper, like, acted out video, like with a pirate and also, and it was good, it was funny. I know you go on holiday to Devon a lot. Do you think, like, Creeley's somewhere that you'll be
We
bookmarking?
always go to Creeley, yeah. So we whenever we holiday in Devon, we always one of the days is we do a theme park day. So Creeley is normally the place we go to, which is I think that's why it's good, isn't it, to have a theme park that you're not going to travel to Devon for it, but if you're going on
No.
holiday there, it's if you want a theme park day, it's a really good fun little park to go to. So I'm really pleased they're investing because they did Sooty Land a couple of years ago. So if you remember
Hey,
Sooty and Sweep, and that was
sweep.
they've got a museum there
Oh,
to
like.
Sooty, and you walk around it. My kids were like, "What's this?" And me and my wife were like, "Whoa, look!"
I will watch sweep
But
clips on TikTok all day long.
will you really?
I will never get bored. I never skip a sweep
That
video.
so.
Like, absolutely love it. Yeah, so I mean, now that's
Well, there's
you
something you
think
didn't know about
there
Bex,
is
guys.
I mean I'm there now, like book my plane ticket immediately. It's one of those where you have, okay, so you've got Sooty, which is kind of like a lesser known IP, but it's an IP and it's a brand. Then they've built this drop tower, which they bought from another park, but they didn't just plonk it down. They've rethemed it and
No,
they've done a
they've
whole
actually
load
themed
of
it.
theming around it. Yeah, they could have just gone, oh yeah, we've got a drop tower, but no, they're like, no, we're going to call it Pirate's Plummet. I mean, it's got its own logo. It looks great. And they are also opening, it's going to be called Rota, which interesting name. I might have gone a bit more extreme on it.
Yes, Rotor.
Rotor, which is the yours. Same as Air Race at Drayton Manor. But is more sort of seems to be more aeroplane themed, but
Yeah,
kind
they're
of
going for that kind of.
whimsical planes. But Builders the Southwest's first inverting ride. Well,
I
not
know,
world's first,
right?
Southwest first.
Just south,
But it's got, for a flat ride, they are quite intense flat rides. They're a lot of fun. And again, it's a park opening two new attractions in one year. A small theme park opening two flat rides in a year.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
and
some
that's
big
good.
parks that can learn from this.
I know for them it must cost. It must for them it does cost a lot. If you think of a small amusement park, theme park like Creeley, for them installing two flat rides, that is a big cost. We look at bigger parks like Towers, we talked about. It can't cost them that much to install some of these little
Yeah,
thing, these little rides there. But yeah, Creeley's great in terms of, for all ages.
yeah.
It does what it's meant to do. It's meant to, accommodate for teenagers and children, and it, does what it does.
Yeah.
So for a park that we probably visit, once a year if we're in Devon, it's a nice little day out, but I'm really pleased they're investing into some new rides. They have a log flume as well, Bex,
Ah, yes.
and they haven't got rid of it.
Yeah.
So the fact that they have a running classic log flume You know, it's got
I'm
two
sold.
drops. It's really, it's a good drop, the last one. So, you know, if anything, it's good for that as
Yeah.
well. So it's
Well, it'd
got
be
a spinning
great.
coaster, and like a runaway train type coaster as well. So there's all sorts. There's also, and it's a very nice, it's a beautiful little area as well. You know, there's a little woodland walk you can do, walk around a lake as well. So, yeah, it's a lovely little park to visit.
There you go. Kev's endorsing it. I would love to get to them on the podcast, actually. We need to see if we can do that, try and get them on to chat about what they're doing. And I'm excited to see what their plans are for the future, because I think this shows the direction that they're hoping to move in. I wonder if they've looked at Poulton's and gone, okay, what they're doing is working. We need a bit of that. And we're kind of going to start slow and steady, but start investing in flat rides and theming and doing it well. And we'll see where we go from there. So yeah, that's great. I'm really pleased that they're doing well. Another park, obviously, that's had some big changes. Nothing opening in May, but they have only just opened their new, well, kind of new in the park spinning coaster, is Lightwater Valley, which we did speak about on the podcast, I think last year when we talked about it being up for sale. It's now been bought by the Mellors Group, who obviously own Fantasy Island and are showmen in their own right. They do stuff in the Middle East. And I am very hopeful that this again marks a change in direction for that park, and we will start to see the investment coming. The spinning coaster that they've put in, Spinning Racer, is getting great reviews. People say, you know, it rides really well. It's not themed as such. There are some little theming pieces around it, but you know, they got that straight in there. They bought the park and it was pretty much next day roller coaster in.
This is what we need. That's good. This is what we need. We need a roller coaster. That's what brings people to. Yes, it might not be the ultimate, but you
Oh,
know, it at
one
least
day, one day, bring back
they've
the
got the
ultimate.
space to
They've got,
do, you
I mean, they've
know.
got the track beds, like, or just follow that slightly worn path afterwards. Yeah, I'm again like quietly confident that we will see better things coming for that park. Certainly better things than what's been there in the last few years. It's a park that I would now go, do you know what? I'll go and take my daughter for a day out there. Even if it's not where it needs to be just yet, I think they're moving in the right direction. So I'd like to go and see what they're doing. I would go there over Flamingoland, personally.
And I think we need like more parks up north as well. I think that's a positive to that we've kept Lightwater Valley. I think would have been a shame to lose it because we don't have as many theme parks that far up north and you know Yorkshire way. And I really think like the fact that we've kept it is a huge positive, because you know, sometimes we do look at the south and we think that there's a lot of focus on towards the London area. But actually, the fact that someone's bought it, you know, has invested in it straight away, it's not like they've bought it, left it a year, little bit of investment, but they've actually gone, this is what we need.
Straight
We need a
away, yeah.
coaster, boom, straight in.
And they've got a huge range of rides at their disposal as well. They're showmen. They've got travelling rides that they could sort of make more permanent quite easily. So yeah, I'm very hopeful that we'll start to see a lot more coming to that park.
Well, do you know what? I'm liking the look of powder kegs. Because at Alton Towers, they used to have, I think it was Astro Dancer and then Dynamo. And I love that ride. It was such a fun flat ride. It was kind of like waltzes, but not. And it had some good intense spins on it. And I'd noticed they've got one at Lightwater Valley. So I was like,
There you
oh, I used
go.
to love those. I
Make
used to
the
love those
trip.
kind of spin rides. So yeah, another.
You're
It
gonna
was
be
worth going for
busy.
that. You know, I'm going to be busy. Very busy, very busy.
The final park I just want to touch on, and obviously there's other parks doing other stuff as well. Like I'm just trying to keep to the big stuff for the moment, the big positive stuff that's happening in the UK, and that is Pleasurewood Hills, which has had a troubled history, especially over the last few years. And I think Looping Group had bought Drayton Manor and Pleasurewood Hills, and we saw the investment going into Drayton Manor, and we were like, okay, they'll get round to Pleasurewood Hills. And that didn't ever really happen. And the park was just showing more and more signs of decline. And they obviously changed the trains on I'm going to call it the missile. I can't call it the missile. You know what I mean, though.
It will always be the missile.
It's the missile.
I can't.
Just call, why do they not just buy the rocket and we'll just say it's the missile?
Now we're talking.
But that, yeah, it was really struggling. And this year it's got new owners who I am really impressed by what I'm seeing with them, not only in terms of what they're doing with rides, but just what I'm hearing from people who've been and people who've spoken to them about their passion for the park and what they want to do with the park and their ambition for the park. Like, their attitude to the park is absolutely where it needs to be. It is their passion project. They want it to succeed and they're going to hyper-focus on it to try and get it to succeed. So I think that's really exciting. They have got new rides this year. They've got a Star Flyer, which, I'm going to be honest, you will not see me on in a billion years. But I know people enjoy them and I know that they are definitely a talking point and a focal point. So if you want to go on.
Yeah,
that,
like, yes.
You enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Put in like a little family coaster and a big wheel as well. So again, these are essentially traveling rides being made permanent, but they are being made permanent and they are new rides and it's something different and it's a reason to go and try out the parks. And let's not forget, at these smaller parks, what you're not going to get is queues, fast tracks, paid parking, all of that
stuff.
You know, yes, you're not going to get highly themed immersive worlds, but
no.
If you just want to go and ride some rides and go and have a nice family day out, that's what these parks can offer.
Absolutely.
The more you go there, the more you spend there, the more they'll have to reinvest. And in the future, then you know, Portland started as a small park like this.
That's, you know, everyone's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you work from there. Plus they have the Egg Express, which if you've ever seen is probably one of the best themed trains in the UK.
So for no other reason. and like you said, you know, you want to go and ride a classic Vekoma Boomerang, you've got it there as well.
Absolutely.
There's not that many places you can go and do that anymore. Certainly not in the UK.
No, it's worth doing. It's worth doing.
And I think just their enthusiasm for the park is really shining through. I should point out.
But that's it, isn't it? That's it. It's the passion for the park, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's all you need. And it's when you've got owners who don't seem to have any passion that I think we get frustrated as theme park fans, because we want to love somewhere. We do love places, and we're like, why do you not love it as much as we do? That's how it feels sometimes. Why? Mm-hmm. Why do we care so much about it, and you seem to do the bare minimum? So when you've got owners who are really passionate about it, I think it's the start of a good thing. It's not called the missile, obviously, anymore. It's called Wipeout. I'm just going to put that in there before someone says,
for
it's
us,
the missile.
It's... before someone says anything.
It's the missile. hopefully, this has been a little bit more positive than last week. As we said last week, we don't ever like being negative and we'll never be negative for the sake of it. We don't do it for clicks or views or anything like that. We just tell it like it is, and unfortunately that's how we felt or how we do currently feel about On Towers. Talking about May openings, just to feed back to last week's episode, the Rapids are opening, Battle Galleons are opening, Runaway Mine Train has got opening
say May.
May.
Yep, it says May. So
the monorail is opening.
We can relax now.
May is a good month for many reasons. The only thing we're still waiting to tick off is Skyride. But that's testing as well. So, yeah, May the month be with us of good theme park experiences. hopefully,
yes.
It's all good. It sounds all good. It sounds exciting. And also, I'm coming back to the UK for a few days in May, so I want it to be good. And if you are going to Evictus on the 21st of May, I will definitely see you there. So if you need someone to hold your hand whilst you're riding it, you come see Auntie
or just to give Glenn a hug afterwards, depending on his experience.
If you see me bent over with a friend who's bent over looking very green, you'll know who it is. it's gonna be good. I'm positive, I'm feeling good. If you've got any thoughts on any of these things, if you go and visit any of these new attractions, by the way, especially the ones at like Pleasurewood Hills, like Water Valley, Creeley, and you will get there before we can get there, please do let us know how you find them and how you get on and what your experiences was like, because we can't be everywhere all at once. So it's always really useful to know what it was actually like. For now, we've been Parkcast. If you haven't already, subscribe, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you want to leave us a review, tell us what you think. We'll always read them as well. Hope you enjoyed it. We've been Parkcast.
Parkcast. The UK's original theme park podcast.